Let's take a couple of calls. Let's go to Deanna in Texas. Hi, Deanna. You're on the air with Natalie Nichols.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you, first of all, Natalie, for going through this for us. I feel like you did a lot of suffering for everyone, and we all have gained a lot from that, and I wanted to say thank you. I've also heard you speak at a couple of women's conferences, and it was such a marvelous blessing. But if you could go back, and if you could step back the past 7 or 9 years, what would you do over? Or did you ever ask God, God, why me?
Well, I did in the years that it was so bad, but God's grace was so sufficient, and that's what I'm saying, he just has a way of giving you his perspective, and to where you actually become thankful. You see things the way he does, and you value what he values. He gave me a gift that was wrapped in years of wheelchair and illness and Lyme disease, but the gift was knowing Jesus intimately, knowing him more than I've ever known him, and his life living in me, being my life, being my strength. And that gift was wrapped in horrible paper and, you know, delivered by the hands of God's messenger named grief, received in sorrowful hours of desperation and isolation. And you know, God was so patient with me while I opened it and griped the whole time that I did, because I could only see it as just a plague of severe loss.
Sure.
And God was so patient with me until finally he brought me to a place of complete contentment in him and knowing him. And it didn't matter if I ever got better, if anything ever changed, Lord, knowing you is good enough and having your life live in me is all I need.
Just like Paul said.